Hi, you're listening to the TL Podcast. My name is Thomas Le Huyen, and I am interviewing someone who seems ordinary, but who is achieving extraordinary things. That is the quest of this interview. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm excellent, mate. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much for being here again.
My privilege.
It's always fantastic to just talk to each other because I think you understand people. And I love to study people. And somehow when we are in synchrony, there's something that just happened. It's an exchange. It's not a fight. It's not a podcast where I have to win a point, you have to win a point. That's a bit that I like about
it. Yeah. What's there to win? When we have a conversation, what's there to win?
Yes, but quite often I see in podcasts where there's a combative spirit of someone who has to win and they don't even realize it. And their ego is there. And as they speak, listening to the podcast, somehow something in them gets triggered that, yeah. Well, I haven't really made a point. I have to try to win the point. And so they go for it. They don't even know.
When you say that, I suppose I'm a little bit sort of guilty of that in the other, other thing we do is with wine and wisdom.
Yes.
When we have, and it's a little bit, we've got our own opinions on thing rather than a conversation at the time, yeah. I suppose. And when you've got your opinion, everybody wants their opinion be correct, right?
Yes.
So I think that's, we get a lot of that when we're talking through our opinions. If they differ, you don't have to be right. It's just your opinion.
Yes.
They're like noses. Everyone has one.
Yeah.
Right? So.
But the problem is that it does happen, and quite often people don't realize your opinion is only correct for you.
That's true too.
Right? And the minute that you accept that the opinion is only correct for you, then you probably allow an exchange that maybe through the acceptance of what you're about to hear, your opinions can either be enriched, improved, or really be vindicated.
I think being real estate agents also, we have a feeling that it's a bit of a negotiation when you're sharing your opinion and you're trying to negotiate people to see it your side of the, you see it your way. So that's maybe an intrinsic thing within the real estate agents wanting to negotiate every point that they think is an opinion. I don't know. I know I grew up in a household where opinions were shared freely and then argued well, but the minute you left the dining room table and the meal was over, it's all forgiven. There's no hard feelings taken out of that. It's part of the fun of sitting down at a table and expressing your opinion and having a good, solid conversation. It's not an argument. Yeah. It's a discussion, a passionate discussion about your beliefs and different views and whatever it might be. But it's important that when you leave that table, it stays at the table. There's no more. There's no animosity carried along. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people today can't do that.
Yeah. And hence, I wanted to just have a conversation about your Wine and Wisdom podcast. So, how are you guys finding it for the moment?
Hit and miss. Some topics we do very, very well with. I think some podcasts we do very, very well with. And some, I think, a little bit lackluster.
Yeah.
I think we're on point with our topics, but I think it's the effort that we individually put into preparation where we probably let ourselves down a little bit.
Right.
And I've shared with you before on the podcast day, on Thursdays generally I'll work till about 1 or 2 in the afternoon and then I'll go home and I'll start preparing for the podcast at about 3:30, 4 o'clock. It gives me a good solid hour and a half to research the wine that I've bought in, research the material we're talking on. So it's very fresh in my mind. I know that you, when you used to do it, you used to research like days ahead and then question your arguments and then, right?
Yes.
And go over it.
Yes.
I don't do that. I'm not that prepared. But I do like to prepare. Now, sometimes do I feel that I bring a lot to the table? Probably no. I like to bounce off when other people are asking questions and I have an opinion on what they might say. I might agree or disagree. But I think the other two team members, and you can tell, I think when Cam or Louise, who I love dearly, but they, you can see that they're maybe underprepared. But you've also got to, I look at it, we've also got to understand that they are running businesses. They have families. And to try and slot this in, it's sometimes hard. But we know when it's on and we know what is required of us, so we have to put that effort
in. Now, if I can share with you my opinion, we taking on a responsibility. That means that we have engaged into saying, how doesn't matter how busy we are, we've got now this responsibility to share information.
Yep.
Right? And the information, the better prepared we are, the better educated the information.
Yes.
And so shouldn't we really then allocate more time? So back in the days when I was part of your Wine and Wisdom podcast, and I have to say, I did it for one simple reason. I was very much introverted with my ideas. I was very much an NGE, meaning I was driven by the fear of not being correct. And so I had to do the podcast. I loved that because it was an opportunity for me to open up. I still recall when I first started the first few Wine and Wisdom, the amount of auto-correction or editing that went into those things was crazy.
Used to sit there for hours on editing, right?
Yes. And then it hit me one day, do you know what? That is not the purpose. I'm doing this so that I can really conquer that fear of being wrong. Yes. And that pushed me then to stop the editing. And when we decided to go live, there was no editing now. It was not possible anymore. That was the best thing that happened to me because every single time we did that, I didn't have the fee anymore because it's live now. It's too late.
Okay.
But then I conquered something in me that was about the need to edit my thoughts.
Can I ask you, when you were editing the podcast,
yes,
were you preparing as much as you did when we were going live?
No, I think that the preparation has been from day one. When I have a duty, I make sure I give it 100%. Okay.
Well, that's definitely a change in you then, because your preparation to not make a mistake when we're going live, if that had been the case, you could see, well, because you weren't as prepared, you can make a mistake and then edit it out. But if that's been the same preparation all the way through, that's a big
leap. Yes. And I think that when Wine and Wisdom really achieved that result for me, that was when I thought, all right, it is time now for somebody else to get a different lesson. And I thought that the three of you taking it over was a great way of getting some lesson. But I personally believe that it doesn't matter how busy we are, we have a responsibility. And that's the same thing I say to people about any jobs or anything that they do. If you have taken a responsibility, there is no excuse.
Yep.
Whether you're busy or not, the audience, the people who are really listening, they deserve the best from you because they are the people who made the sacrifice of 1 hour of their time to listen to you and go, am I getting something new that's going to change my life? Am I getting a line that's going to really go in symbiosis with my thoughts and give me a next level of thinking? They deserve the best.
Yeah. And that's a fair call. That's a very fair call. When you're thinking about the people that are listening, yes, they deserve the best we can give them. I also think over-preparing for myself deviates us from having our own, I don't know how to express myself. It may stop us from sharing our true opinion of something.
Yes.
Because we're over-preparing, saying, well, actually, the way I've been looking at it may be not as kosher as it should be.
Yes.
So I still think being very ad lib as we're going through the discussion, understanding the topic and understanding your point of view and the pros and cons and so forth is very important. But I still think there has to be an authenticness to your belief when it comes through.
Yes, I think that having done for quite a while, you actually conquer that anyway. So you become authentic anyway because you start and you go, do you know what? I've been doing this now for 3 years. Might as well just be ourselves now. So I don't believe that was my issue. My issue with starting preparation early is that because I am not very good at on the spot answer.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
And if you are great at giving answers on the spot, then I believe you're natural at podcasting, then there's no problem.
Yep.
But because I have realized that what I say straight away is not as deep or not as educated as something that's taken a few days, I've decided that, no, what I'm going to do is to prepare my subjects ahead. And then I forget. That's how I work. So I do that for maybe an hour or two, and then I forget about a subject. And I'll bring it back. And what worked for me was that the thoughts that I had originally, as they seep down, I don't know, maybe something else is happening. But when I rethink of them, sometimes I get a different angle. It's almost like you're stirring that pot, all the dirt's in the water, but then when you're waiting for the dirt to settle, you can see through clearly, or more clearly, if you will.
Okay, your opinion develops a little bit better, like yes, photography.
Yes, so yeah. I don't think it's about what's right, it's what was right for me. And that's why preparation was not overthinking for me. It was very much about, okay, what if there's a different angle?
Yeah, okay.
What if people were thinking this, or have I covered that? Or how would you answer that?
Yeah, okay. I think it is obvious, and we've had these conversations before, when one of us or two of us or whoever is not prepared, it does shine. You can see that maybe they haven't put enough preparation in, and it does come through in the podcast. I'm sure the listeners can see it sometimes.
Well, I've been listening to all of your podcasts, and I can tell when.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can hear it. Because what happened is when someone's not that prepared, what do? They get into a banter. Because if there's a strategy that I see sometimes people do, if I'm not that prepared, I might as well attack the other person where they're wrong. Because it doesn't matter how prepared you are, you'll have topics and you have lines that will be almost like a hole for the other person to attack. And so what they do is they go, the strategy is if you attack them, then maybe you can break their logic and that will be your topic.
Yeah, okay. You found the sort of kink in the armor, so to speak.
Where when people are sharing, it's mainly because they're so prepared that they're okay with seeing a difference in opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just try to bring up a different angle of their strategy is different.
You know, one thing I've failed to do, and I constantly fail to do it, and I'm aware that I'm failing to do it, is to use the podcast to my benefit. Even prior to the podcast, I do mention the podcast, especially if I'm at our owner's home and they might have a wine collection. I actually went to a listing appointment a week or so ago and I was speaking to a wine merchant and he's had a great seller. We just started speaking about wine. I said, I actually do a podcast. And he goes, oh, what is it? So I do use it that way. But you've said things about sharing it on Facebook and doing a little bit more about with it. And I fail to do that. Is there a... Do you honestly believe that will help within marketing myself or with the wine and
wisdom? It is not about the marketing of ourselves. I believe it's about our pride, our identity, and our NGE.
Okay.
Now, I've employed a person who was a manager in a small good electrical company. And he'd been a manager for almost 20 years. And it didn't matter how much I was training that person. It didn't matter how much they were learning about the new job. They couldn't see themselves as a real estate agent. And they ended up leaving the organization. Not because they didn't know how to sell. You can't be a manager for 20 years of a electrical company and not know how to sell.
Right.
But mainly because identity-wise, when they were door knocking, they could not be authentic. And because they could not be authentic, the other person could see it. And when the other person can see it, there are neurons that gets activated probably about be careful. I don't know why, but that person doesn't seem genuine. And so I personally believe that sometimes we do things, but because we don't believe that we're doing a good job, or we don't believe that that is what we do, we don't want to share it.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't want to open up, because it's like, what if they're going to listen to this and they find out that I'm a phony, that I'm not as good, or that it's NG, you can see it, you know? And I think that there will come a stage where it will hit you and you'll go, no, I do this. It's part of what I do. It's part of my identity now that I am someone who shares information online, and I have no problem. Do you know, Viktor Frankl, the psychiatrist who wrote Man in Search of Meaning, actually he's written another 23 books, I think, but that one was the number one book. And what he said, one of the reasons that people have meaning in life is that they have the audacity to go out there and have the courage to share who they are by writing books, by going out there and sharing their opinions. Doing a podcast, mate, is an opportunity to open up your fears. You think about this. You really going out there, putting it on a channel, and something that's going to stay, and you spoke about it before, beyond your time on this planet, information that may make a difference in one life. And that gives you a meaning. And when you understand that you have that real meaning, you got no problem sharing. But if right now you're thinking, hold on, am I a real estate agent? Am I a broadcaster of ideas? Am I, I should be a better real estate agent first, and then I can. Sure, if you have these kind of mix, the cocktail is going to be a cocktail full of doubt.
Yeah, okay.
But if you truly believe, hold on, what I do is real estate, but that doesn't mean that I'm a human being. And as a human being, I'm someone who's also out here to share. Then podcasting is not a problem, because podcasting is a vehicle that you use to share those opinions where one idea can make a difference.
Yep. Okay. That's a very good answer, mate. You would have seen, they, everyone else can't see, but I've taken some notes here. And I can actually, excuse me, I can actually see some of what you said in some of my team members.
Right.
Which is, it's fantastic, fantastic. With a podcast, I mean, you've started interviewing a lot of people.
Yes.
And from a lot of different networks. I mean, we're talking the owner of one of the biggest networks in where my area is, Highland. You've spoken to Interstate, the top performing real estate agent in McGrath in Queensland.
Yes.
And a lot of people, the number one female agent, again, in my area. Was there a point where, because I've known you for a long time, and I think we were very closed door for a long time in the franchise, and it was probably up until I saw you starting to invite these, I'm going to use the word outsiders, other
yes.
agents,
yes.
in for just an informal chat on how they do things, their success. Is there a hurdle that you jumped with, maybe a fear, NGE or something along those lines, to allow these in and start interviewing these people?
That's a good question. I think there is. That maybe what I have is not good enough
right.
to share.
Right.
Maybe I'm not at the level. But then when I shift my thinking into, it doesn't matter how bad it is, because it can only go up from here. And I think that the One in Wisdom podcast has been the eye-opener for me, in that it doesn't matter. I'm good at what I do. They're good at what they do. And if we can sit down and exchange ideas, maybe we can be better at what we do. And so I think it's the paradigm shift comes from what kind of meaning you give to that exercise, where beforehand I was more into hiding the things that I discovered.
So even we've got a training day coming up for the franchise. Yes. You've invited people in to talk to us.
Yes,
which is not a common thing.
No,
And I think it's refreshing for myself. I'm looking forward to it. The team's looking forward to it. I think it's fantastic. I mean, I do get bored of your face sometimes, seeing you all the time. Yeah. But you always give us great information. So don't take that away. But it's very refreshing that we're getting other opinions, other ideas from other avenues. And I think a lot of the guys in our network that are listening to your, and not just in our network, I'll say, that are listening to the interviews that you're having with these people, I think they're taking bucket loads of information away.
Yeah.
So I think it's an amazing thing you've done, is gone into that sort of side of the podcasting.
It's not an amazing thing I've done. It's good to see that I'm growing.
Yes, an evolution. Your growth. Yes, not your waistline. Yes, it's good.
Oh, well, man, we can talk about waistline all day long. You beat me all day long.
Yes, that's true. I know. I make you look skinny. I understand that one.